Hey folks, this is Jason Lewis, the producer of the From the Shadows podcast. I just want to remind you about our website, fromtheshadowspodcast.com. We have a Facebook page. We would appreciate it if you like and follow. Also, join our discussion group on Facebook called After the Shadows. We have a Twitter feed. Please follow us on Twitter. It can be found with @podcast_from. Follow us on Instagram @FromTheShadowsPodcast. We have a YouTube channel. Go to the search bar of YouTube and put From the Shadows Podcast, and please subscribe to that channel. We are also on the Odyssey Radio Network, and we can be found there at odyssey1.com. We're still on the traditional podcatchers that everybody loves to listen to us on. We get a lot of feedback, so please rate the podcast and communicate with whether you're on Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or Google Podcasts. We're there, and we appreciate it when you leave comments for us. We also have a Patreon page. It can be found at www.patreon.com/FromTheShadows. You can receive books, stickers, coffee mugs, and special content just for our Patreon subscribers. Check it out for yourself and see what packages that we have to offer. Well, that's all I have for you right now, folks. And thanks for being a part of the From the Shadows podcast family. So with that being said, let's get this episode started.
So Holler, this is our last show of 2021.
Well,
kind of hard to believe.
I thought you were about to say this is our last show ever, and I was thinking, well, it's about time.
Bit of good run.
Well, I was hoping we'd get canceled by now, and then I'd have two things: an excuse not to do it, and some fame and notoriety. You know, it's like that Twitter deal I'd mess around with. How do these people get banned? I mean, what do they say to get banned and stuff? Do you got to talk political or something?
I think it's not a matter of what they say. Okay, I think it's a matter of somebody doesn't like them and makes an excuse that what they say needs to get them banned. You know,
I'm going to use the term, and I'm sorry if I sound like I'm doing something, but I'm messing around with a pocket knife, and I'm in my discombobulated office. I'm trying to find a piece of steel wool or a rag or something, but I got too many pistols and magazines laying around to find what I need. So anyhow, I often wonder that. So we must be not crossing too many lines if we're still on the air right after a year. How many episodes we do this? Our second year? I don't remember.
Oh, just the Holler episodes were probably in the 80s. So it's hard to believe. You know, we've done this many Howler. It's hard to believe we've done this many Howler episodes.
Well, you know, go ahead.
But we're not very controversial. So, you know.
Well, I told you earlier before we hit the record button, I might start talking about current events. So I got something to talk about, because I'm afraid I'm going to run out of stories one of these days.
I don't think me or the fans listening believe for one second that you're ever going to run out of stories. But I do. Listen, you're talking about Twitter, and you put up some really sweet pictures of a Blazer getting redone.
I did a Ram Charger today. Did you see a Ram Charger I put up there today?
I didn't see that.
I put a Ram Charger up there. I didn't quite get the oohs and the ahs I got with the Bronco the other day.
That was a very nice vehicle. What's the story on that?
Bronco?
Yeah.
My brother went out to Montana and rescued it from the boneyard and resurrected it. That's what he does. He's a truck surgeon. And
I've seen a lot of his work, and it's really good.
Well, you know, you just don't know what you're gonna come up with. He I mean, it's just a smorgasbord of. I mean, he come back with a trailer one day. Well, just a Bronco, right? The front, he had a 3-car hauler. The front car was a 79 Smoking the Bandit Trans Am. The middle one was one of them Ford Centurions, if people know what I'm talking about. Ford Centurion, like a, it's before they made Excursions and Expeditions. If you wanted a stretched Ford, you had to go to this company called Centurion, and they made one. It was like a stretched Bronco. And then the back one was the Bronco, I believe. I don't think the Ram Charger was on there. But anyway, I think I was telling you earlier that I might have to switch to I got more positive feedback posting pictures of old trucks than I ever do on anything else. And I CC'd my two faithful followers, Lightning Speed Outlaw from California and then Back in the Woods from North Arkansas. And between those two, because they have thousands of followers, I have dozens and they have thousands of followers, I got all kinds of input, and I just decided that, you know what, I am going to, you know, the only thing harder to find than Bigfoot is a rust-free Chevrolet pickup. So when I find one, I'm going to put it on there so people realize that they exist. Okay.
Now, are those the two guys that when we find Bigfoot, that you're gonna copy them so they know and can spread to their followers?
No, I don't. Bigfoot? I don't. You know, Lightning Speed, he's in California, so he's probably a pothead. You know, I don't meet people in real life. You know, that's what it took me a long time to know what IRL meant in real life. You know, these people like get together. Hey, if you're here, I'm there. If you want to meet in real life, and I'm like, why would anybody want to do that?
Meet somebody in real life?
Yes.
Because, well, okay, go ahead.
Because you have everything to lose and nothing to gain, right?
That's true. Yeah.
Because, first of all, I'm the only guy dumb enough on Twitter to use my real name. That tells you how stupid I am. And then... but then I got to thinking, if it blew up on me someday, I'm going to say, that's really not me. I picked that guy's name. You know what I mean? Cause people pick John Wayne and people pick, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
Right. You dig it? Yeah. No, that's really not me. That's somebody saying he's me. Right.
Cause maybe by that time it will really mean something to be you.
Right. And then back in the woods, I mean, everybody saw, it's escaping me now, Deliverance, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I try to stay north, unless I'm hunting with a gun in my hand, I try to stay north of the 38th parallel, which is not only the DMZ, but it's also the southern border, the border of I think it separates Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri, and Arkansas. So I try to stay north of that line. So, you know,
I'm probably not a good idea.
Anybody down there, huh?
Probably a good idea.
That's right.
You don't want to meet anybody in real life from those areas.
That's right. You know, because it's a bad deal.
I get stuff every week from people that ask when they're going to be able to go see us somewhere, you know?
I don't know, this is what I'm afraid of. I'm not going to say it. Go ahead. I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
that dramatic pause, and then you're not even going to say it.
Well, I was going to say, what if they really find out that you are the postman, right? And I'm, you know,
are you trying to say, what
Gleason,
if,
hey, who's Jackie Gleason's character in Smoking the Bandit? What was his name? Buford T. Justice. It wasn't Buford T. Justice, was it?
I think it was. Yeah, I think it was.
Was that what it was?
Buford T. Justice. I think so. Yeah,
that's right. So if they find out that I'm really Buford T. Justice,
are you saying that you think people will be disappointed?
They could be. See, that's what I mean. They could be, right?
That's why I'm just out there. Everybody that's going to be disappointed is already disappointed. I don't think they're ramping themselves up for anything. I think they've already been deflated. Well, that's what I think. I think one of our New Year's resolutions will be that we will actually make it to a couple live events this year and meet some of our fans. I think that's going to be a New Year's resolution for us.
Well, do they got a Comic-Con in Cleveland or Cincinnati or any of them places?
Yeah, they got some stuff around here. We got asked about going to the Crypticon or whatever in Louisville, I believe.
Well, that's not bad. Kentucky's not bad.
I told you earlier,
I was kind of intimidated about going east of the Mississippi because I thought everybody in Ohio was sophisticated. But then I was reading the thing earlier today. I guess you got some poor white trash out there. So I don't feel so bad about going to Ohio then.
Well, you know, I think that's in all parts of the country. There's the less fortunate, you know.
Talking about the less fortunate. I'm talking about the people that choose to be trashy.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, and yeah.
That's what I have around me now. A lot of, you know what I mean? It's trash by choice, right? It's trash by choice.
Oh, trash by choice.
Yes. I mean, come on. You know what I'm talking about. They don't have skull and bones. I mean, you grow up one day and you go, I can be in Skull and Bones and possibly be at the White House. And they go, you know what? I'm going to get me a mega cab Dodge diesel with a big...
And
go to the trailer house.
Or the Waffle House. I was going to say Waffle
House. Or the Waffle House. I love Waffle House. I went to Waffle House. I took my son to Waffle House the other day. How'd you guess? He thought it was a joke. I seen somebody has a Waffle House merch. I wanted a Waffle House trucker cap. But, the gal there at the Waffle House didn't, I mean, she didn't act like she knew what I was talking about. I said, don't y'all got some merch to sell? And she said, well, we don't get off till 5:30, honey. And I said, never mind.
So back to the Bronco, your brother picked an interesting color scheme.
That is and he'd have to tell you exactly, that is a true, that was a limited edition 1979 XLT Lariat Bronco with that. Orange brand, you know, with those orange, that was what that thing was supposedly looked like when it rolled out of Dearborn or Louisville truck plant or wherever made those Broncos back then.
Really?
Yes. And I think he paid $1,000 for those stripes. If you can believe that in the days of screen print, like he's doing right now, they got a blue, Smokey the Bandit Trans Am, big block, 403 or 402, whatever they were, But, you know, them Trans Ams came in either black, red, or blue. And blue is the rarest color. He was telling me they were going to spend $1,600 for that gold eagle on the hood.
Really?
And, you know, that car new was only like $3,500 or something. So, you want to talk about inflation.
Just the trim is more than what the car cost brand new.
Yeah. Hey, and I hate to say this. Nobody really commented on my Dodge pick that I posted today, but it was missing some chrome and they bought a beautiful old 1986 Prospector Dodge half ton and took the chrome off. So they ruined a nice old truck to make one of those things look correct.
Really? Jeez.
Yeah. But that's what you got to do if you're going to be in a white trash garage. We're going to shoot a little pilot. I think I talked to you earlier about today. We're going to start shooting, filming some stuff and shopping it. So maybe we'll get some traction and be famous for something besides Bigfoot.
Hey, look.
For Bigfoot, huh?
I'm famous for Bigfoot.
Okay. I mean, I got the Bigfoot award of my senior class. So I was Bigfoot as far as I grew up with are concerned.
I thought that was your prom date.
Well, she was the biggest girl with the biggest foot, and I was the boy with the biggest foot.
So, oh boy. So,
it wasn't, on a side note, I did date her after high school when we were in college. Okay. Mm-hmm. But the size of our feet never came up. Go ahead. What were you going to say? I was not intimidated by the size of her feet.
And nor was she intimidated by the size of your feet.
I didn't ask her. Anyway, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to ask. So, speaking of New Year's resolutions, do you got anything on the table that you think you should resolve to do in 2022?
I'm almost embarrassed to tell you what one of them is.
Yeah, go ahead. What is one? I mean, no reason to be.
I'm not going to stretch that low. You know, I mean, I'll tell you fellas about flunking out of college two or three times and getting fired from jobs and getting dumped by women, but I will not tell you.
So you're a
my Peloton bike, huh?
So you got a Peloton bike because one of your goals is to lose some weight.
Mm-mm. That's not my goal whatsoever. It was just to bike a little better. You know, you ever been on one of them? what?
You just want to become a better stationary bicycle.
Well, when the world collapses, I might be relegated to one of these 10-speed bicycles in my 20-speed mountain bikes or whatever in my garage.
So you want to be ready. You want to be ready.
Well, you know, I did some. You heard of Mike's Bikes Tours? Like, I think they have them in San Francisco. Really, it's the only place here that I know them. But they're popular in Europe. You know, I've been on the Mike's Bike Tour in Amsterdam and in Paris. And when you're over there, that is really one of the most efficient ways to see the country over there. And if COVID would ever go away, so I can go back to seeing more of the world, I'm going to be ready to get on my bike and bike around.
Okay, that's a resolution.
And then I haven't done it yet. Supposedly, I can pull some of those places up on my thing, almost like a the Google
virtual,
guys
like
call
a
it? Street
like
view
a
or whatever,
like a virtual reality.
Yeah, kind of. Like a straight view. So I'm going to try that. Uh huh. So as soon as I can find some size 15 shoes, that's the problem. My 15 bike shoes. I guess Lance Armstrong. He had big veins, but he didn't have big feet.
are you saying you're going to be decked out like an Ozark Lance Armstrong?
I don't. Maybe some real tree camo. Yeah, probably. Maybe, I don't know.
That's kind of interesting that you can like pick different places to virtually ride on your Peloton.
I haven't seen it yet, but you know, when I played Forza, I used to play a lot of Xbox. I hate to say that. And PlayStation. I mean, you know, I'm a fledgling gamer because I got boys that are gamers, and they've got one called Forza. My youngest kid is a wannabe race car driver and everything else. And I, on Forza, I can race a lot, like Monaco and a lot of the road race tracks in Europe. And it's pretty good. I mean, it's computer graphic generated, CGI, whatever they call it, but it's pretty darn good, you know? So,
That's one thing I was never into is video games. I think the last video game I ever bought and played was Madden 93. For Sega.
Well,
that tells you anything.
That is exactly why we're where we are today. That tells me everything I needed to know.
I should have been. I should have spent more time gaming. Is that?
Yeah, then you have more to talk about.
Right.
Oh,
God.
You know? The world doesn't run on Nashville. Right.
The world doesn't run on
Nashville. So anyway, you know what? This is a hodgepodge, another word salad, like we did the other day. And tell the viewers it's because we were trying to get our topic right, and what we need is some input from the audience to tell us what they want us to talk about.
Yeah, I'd love to hear. I'd love to have.
So that's really what we need. What I'd really like to do one of these days is do one of these Twitter Spaces. You know what I'm talking about?
No, what's that?
You can get on Twitter Space and people have these like chat rooms where some of them 1,000 people get in there and they raise their hand. And if you're running the chat. Now, the ones I've been listening to, I listen to a lot of the 2A community, and I listen to a lot of the I've been listening to these economic guys talk about the collapse of the world currency and a whole bunch of other stuff. There's some things, but you know what most of them lack that I've noticed? The people I listen to, the hosts and their audience, lack verbal skills. So I don't know.
So you're saying I could get on
you could get on your Twitter right now and start a space called From the Shadows or whatever. You put a topic line in there, okay, and then I could co-host it with you. And then all of our followers, which I don't have many, but you do, right?
I don't know. I don't know if I got it. I don't have any followers. What are you talking about?
But they could get in there and listen to our live chat, and then they can listen to this. They do what's called raise their hand, and then they could raise their hand and talk into the space and say, hey, tell us about this or tell us about that. Or sometimes trolls get in too. Like there was a dude, there's an what's the guy that studies the economy called? An economist? What do you call him?
Economist?
Economist. There was an economist that worked at like the Fed who was, I think he was an attorney too, right? So when a troll got in there, he gets upset about it and dumps him off. Because if it's your space, you get to dump whoever you want to dump, or you're the moderator, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it kind of bummed me out because he immediately starts, when people get in there, this is the best way I can explain it without, you know, it would be like you set up your space and we're going to talk about Bigfoot. And then out of the blue, some Bigfoot denier gets on there and you don't want to debate him. You just dump him. So if I was an Ivy League educated, because I think this dude went to like Cornell or Columbia.
Well, you certainly want to get in there and debate somebody on the economy, don't you? Shouldn't you know more than they do?
Well, I was just listening. This is what I'm saying. If I was an Ivy League educated attorney economist, I would like to think I could welcome take on all comers, right? If these people's world is so in a position where they get on Twitter space and argue about the economy, they are essentially unarmed, right?
I would think so.
But this dude doesn't debate him; he dumps him. So maybe our special fan will get on your space if you do that. But
oh gosh,
I really that, or I want to, or I want a radio show. I want a late night radio show. If you can get the audience to petition their local station somewhere, if I can get on middle of the night, coast to coast. You know, I drove out to Bullhead City, Nevada, Las Vegas last week, and in the middle of Arizona, in the middle of the night. I had to introduce my kids to AM radio, and they didn't know what the heck I was talking about.
So they listened to some George Norrie on Coast
to
Coast.
We couldn't find it. We couldn't find it. And I'm telling them what AM radio is, and they got AirPods on. I got my oldest boy in the front right seat. I got my youngest boy in the back seat. I got my cousin's kid, so it'd be like their second cousin, in the back left seat. Every one of them's got an iPhone. Every one of them's got AirPods. Every one of them's got stuff. And I'm starting to tell them about late night radio and AM radio, and they were trying to process what I was talking about.
You mean you have to listen to what is on the radio? You can't.
Yes,
you can't.
I was like, hey, and you know, I was, and of course, I had to get my kid to help me because I'm driving my brother's pickup. It's a long story, but I was taking some four-wheelers and dirt bikes out there to ride out in the desert with these kids. That's why I had to drive. And I'm in this big old, and I think I complained to you about it the other day. I'm in a big old GMC Denali, Duramax, diesel dually, and it is so complicated, I can't even figure out how to turn AM on. And then I, you know what I mean? Because it wants to go satellite, it wants to go input, it wants to link with
even
my
the
phone.
Even the truck can't believe that somebody wants to listen to AM radio. The truck is with the kids.
You know what my pickup is? I got a 99 old body style, CK style, 3500. That's got a Pontiac Bonneville radio in it. And not a very good installation. It's got, if you pull the faceplate off, it's held in by a couple of coarse thread drywall screws. Okay. And Tana wire is broken because these Mexicans who put it in didn't do a very good job. So I get about 1.5 radio stations at any given time. That's what I'm dealing with. I got hand crank windows, vinyl floor mats. I do have a new seat thanks to Bob Test, the upholstery guy in my hometown. He put a new seat in it for me. I redid the seat I got, you know. But that's all I got. You know what I mean? So when I'm in this fancy truck, I can't even get the radio. So I at least got it to where I can hit scan. And you know how late night it goes, you know, it's whistling. I can't do it. You know, and you get something in my oldest boy, he thought it was like, oh man, like we're in a submarine trying to dial in the Nazis or something. We're code breaking. And I'm like, no, really? I said, you know, the weather's got something to do with it. And the range and, you know, I said, we can get some good. I said, there's a station out of Vegas called Coast to Coast. We'll get in the middle of the night. And then he starts looking it up on Wikipedia, but we never did get any good radio.
Oh, that's
But that's
too
what
bad.
I want. I want a midnight show in the middle of nowhere that I can get people calling and we'll talk about something. And what my topic would be what the first caller, the topic of the whole show, would be what the first caller talked about. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
oh,
if you
yeah. want to
talk about an old Bronco or Bigfoot or crappie fishing or turkey calling or how to make a bowl of chili or how to, you know, fix the swing arm take the swing arm bolt out of LTZ 400 with no tools, we could do it. That's our whole, you know, and everybody had to chime in. We're going to talk about this tonight. We're going to talk about that tonight.
That's an interesting concept. That really is. I'm not sure though, you know, making a pot of chili, I think that would turn interesting, probably get some good recipes.
Well,
good ideas.
You know, I actually had I kind of thought at one point I was going to have to be talking to a studio. I did talk to a guy at the radio station and he thought that was way too broad.
It is if you're unread and don't know anything. You could get caught.
And well, I was just thinking, dude, I mean, you're running a radio station and out of what looks like a portable shed in Waynesville, Missouri, and you're telling me it needs to be pared down a little bit. You know,
I will tell you, some of my fondest memories are driving on Friday nights with my parents to wherever we were going, but we only had AM radio in this old Chevy Citation, 1980 Chevy Citation.
Sure.
So we could only listen to the big station out of Columbus, 610 WTVN. And Friday nights they had a show called Desperate and Dateless. Desperate and Dateless. And some man or woman would be the first one to call. And they'd be calling from, you know, no cell phones.
They didn't know what day it was. They had problems with the calendar. What was?
No, dateless. They were desperate and they didn't have a date on Friday night.
And people would call in and say, what?
And so one person would call in from a phone booth somewhere in Columbus, get on the radio station and say, hey, my name's so and so, kind of give a description of themselves. And then people would call in. And they'd try to hook him up, try to get a date. And it always ended up with like, okay, or we'll get you guys off air and then you guys could go meet somewhere. Which in this day and age, can you imagine?
You get hacked to death or something with a machete or something weird
like,
stuff.
Like it was perfect for a, a serial killer. Like, I just imagine somebody like standing out there. I don't
know
if it'd
be perfect for anything, even a serial killer, because you know the problem with that, because you could be a badass serial killer, but anybody that's desperate and crazy calling from a phone booth in Cleveland, it could be a worthy adversary.
Columbus,
either one. You know what I mean? So you may think you're John Wayne Gacy, or who's the other guy? Who's the good looking guy from Florida?
Ted Bundy.
You might be Ted Bundy, right? Rolling through Columbus, and you're going, okay, this is my next victim. But you've got the unattached, I mean, you got the girl from Waffle House, for Christ's sake. And if you don't think she don't know how to use that freaking knife, that skillet or whatever, she going to fry your ass up, Jack. You know what I mean? She's mad. She's probably a man hater by this point.
And then and now you're trying to kill her.
I gotta call a damn radio station from the phone booth because I ain't got no house, because I was about to go native there for a second.
All I could imagine is these people driving through Columbus and hearing this eligible bachelor or bachelorette on the phone, and then being so, you know, like, oh my god,
I gotta stop
at the pizza quick yeah. and use the phone by the jukebox to call in and try to get a date with the guy who's standing in front of the 7-Eleven across town.
I don't know about that, Columbus, but I can tell you what they call them in Kingdom City, Missouri. Lot lizards. Okay.
They call them what?
Lot lizards. And you got to be careful. You got to watch your wallet and your pickup. They'll steal your shit. Quick.
That's probably.
Of course, in the '80s, it was Reagan was in town, so the world was kinder, gentler back in them days. But nowadays, I'd be scared, man. How do you even know if it's a girl nowadays?
How do you know if it's a man? You don't know either way.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know.
Yeah. I think that's probably about the best advice we could give people. On this last week of 2021, as you head out for New Year's Eve, be careful of the lot lizards, right? Or you don't
That's
be
right,
desperate
because hey,
don't be desperate dateless. When
we were growing up, trouble with the tranny mean you was going to be walking. But nowadays, it might be your ass is, you know, cooked up in a freezer somewhere. You just don't know, right? You just don't know.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the From the Shadows podcast. Until next time, never shy away from the darkness or what may be lurking in the shadows. We are out.
'Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.